Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. When a new study upends current thinking in the medical community, it's not only an exciting moment, but a challenging one, as it involves re-educating medical professionals and the general public in adopting new approaches. That's what's happening right now in the fight against peanut allergies. A landmark study called LEAP has shown remarkable reductions in peanut allergies for at-risk infants who are introduced to peanuts at an early age and follow a course of controlled exposure.
LEAP was conducted by the Immune Tolerance Network under its director, Dr. Gerald Nipom, and the Benaroya Research Institute. Thanks to a follow-up study called LEAP On, new guidelines are now being implemented to reduce peanut allergies. Dr. Gerald Nipom is the emeritus director of the Benaroya Research Institute and has published over 350 scientific papers in the areas of immunology, genetics, and autoimmunity. He joins us to explain LEAP, the study's findings, and the new guidelines on peanut allergies.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Nipom. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Linda. Good to be here.
LEAP, L-E-A-P, stands for Learning Early About Peanut Allergy, and that's exactly what your research uncovered. Clear evidence that exposure to peanuts during a baby's first year lowers the chance of developing a peanut allergy. And this, in turn, has led to new federal guidelines. Please explain those guidelines and how they came about.
Sure. In a nutshell, they are the recommendation to introduce peanut flour in some form, which we'll talk about in a minute, to babies during the first year of life. There are caveats regarding potential risks that we can also talk about, but the basic message is that children should be introduced to peanut flour very early on in order to educate the immune system. We recognize this because of the LEAP trial, which you've already discussed, which in a very controlled setting tested this idea and came out with a very successful outcome, preventing peanut allergy in children who are otherwise at very high risk.
Do we know why peanut allergies have been on the rise in children over these last years?
There are a number of theories about that. They basically all coalesce around the idea that the immune system needs to be educated very early in life. When we're all babies, our immune system experiences our environment. And that turns out to be very important for educating the immune system to be, in the future, as we grow up, safe and protective. We feel that there have been substantial changes in the way we protect our babies during that first year and what they get exposed to. And the immune system basically hasn't caught up yet. It makes mistakes.
So getting back to the theory that we want to expose infants to peanut flour so that their immune system is used to it and can digest it and not have a problem with it. But you also mentioned high risk. We want to talk about how would we know as parents if our baby was at high risk for developing a peanut allergy?
There are about three factors that parents should think about. The first one is easy. That's the family history. If the parents or other siblings have severe peanut allergy, that's considered high risk. The other is if the babies already have eczema or atopic dermatitis, this dry, scaly skin that's somewhat common in babies and infants. And the third is if they already have egg allergy, that is allergy to trying to ingest eggs. Those are the three primary ways to recognize risk. And if babies have those risks, we recommend that they see a physician for a skin test, a peanut allergy skin test, to really help settle the issue.
So you talk about recognizing a high-risk infant, and then, of course, there are low-risk infants. So when is the ideal age for parents to introduce a peanut product to their low-risk infant, and then how are high-risk infants handled differently?
Right. We recommend early introduction of peanut flour into the diet as early as 4 months of age, as the babies are being weaned off of breastfeeding and begin to ingest other kinds of food. That's a perfect time to start introduction of peanuts. And most children will tolerate that just fine and don't need medical supervision. We recommend that in the form of either smooth, creamy peanut butter, maybe a teaspoon three times a week or so, In the LEAP study, we actually used this little formulation that's called Bomba that the babies could suck on. There are many ways to do this, but it's important. It's very important that parents realize we're not talking about whole peanuts. We don't want a choking hazard. So under no circumstances should they give their babies intact peanuts. We're talking about a smooth formulation or a liquid or something like that that contains peanut flour.
And how are high-risk babies handled?
If the parents are concerned about this, or if the child has the family history, the eczema, or the egg allergy, we recommend that they be introduced to oral peanut flour the first time under supervision in a physician's office, just to be sure, because that way, if there is a allergic reaction, which would be extremely unusual but could happen, they will be under medical supervision at the time. That gives the physician the ability to conduct a peanut allergy skin test to really more definitively determine whether the baby actually already has a peanut allergy.
This is probably a discussion parents can have with a pediatrician, because in those early months, you're usually going there regularly for checkups and immunizations, et cetera. So, you know, are pediatricians being alerted to this study and the new thinking and encouraging parents? Are they well equipped to give the information that you're giving now?
Yeah, that's a very important point. The new guidelines were endorsed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and about a dozen other major physician organizations, and the education campaign is ongoing. We're trying very hard to make sure that pediatricians are not only aware of these guidelines, but know how to properly implement them.
It sounds like you're talking about introducing an infant to peanut butter in the same way parents debate, oh, is it time to give my child rice cereal? So they take the first bite, everything seems to go well. But we're not just talking about a single exposure. It should probably continue to occur over time. How frequently should babies have peanut products?
That is a little bit of an unknown factor. In terms of the LEAP trial, we made sure that the children experienced oral peanut flour three times a week, and they maintained that for 5 years, for the first 5 years of their life. That was highly effective, as you've already said, in preventing peanut allergy. What we don't know is whether shorter duration or less frequent ingestion would have given the same result. We probably never will really know that. Because we probably never will conduct another trial like this now that we know that we can prevent peanut allergy. But it's a really an unknown. So that's why the recommendations are what we call evidence-based. They do recommend the ingestion schedule that we used in LEAP. But we've got to be clear on that. We don't really know whether alternative schedules of ingestion would give the same result.
Dr. Gerald Niepham, thank you so much for this information. The LEAP trial was conducted by the Immune Tolerance Network, and Dr. Niepham is the director of the Ben Arroyo Research Institute, where it was done. Let's hope these kids like peanut butter. we're doing a great thing, except for those little kids that may not have a taste for it, but overall, we're doing something good for everyone. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.